Ashlyn sat on a dirt floor, grateful for the heavy material in Marta's green work pants and jacket. As she thought about things, she was grateful to Marta, period. The woman had been Rune's first bondmate and was a true visionary, seeing through the Lemurians' chicanery long before it became obvious. She shook her head, feeling like a fool. The old ones had gotten aggressive after striking the bargain that allowed the Dark Gods' entry to Earth. I wonder if they knew the cracks between the worlds would draw bright magic too, sorcery tuned to a frequency humans could use. She wrapped her arms around herself to quell a shudder. Most of modern civilization lay in ruins. In the midst of destroying things, the old ones had managed to convince a few select humans they were Earth's salvation. I can't believe I was so stupid, she muttered. Christ, they killed millions of us while pretending to be my friend because I had mage and seeker abilities. Ashlyn inhaled raggedly. She could almost hear Matei's voice dripping with compulsion as the Lemurian patiently explained why humans without magic had become superfluous, a drain on valuable resources. And now I'm their prisoner. No more pretending goodwill on either side. Ashlyn shivered and zipped her black wool turtleneck up to her chin. She tugged her jacket closer about her. Pale light filtered through the cutouts high on the walls. Assuming she was in Taltos, deep under Mount Shasta, the light had to be generated by magic. Not that there was anything to see. Her cell didn't contain so much as a bucket. The thrum of alien magic pounded against her head. Not sounds exactly, but a subliminal grating that set her nerves on edge. She'd expect Reginald, Travis's Lemurian mage lord, to kill her on the spot, or right after dragging her to Taltos so the others could observe her death. But it hadn't happened. She hadn't even seen any other old ones before being whisked to this stone cell. She tried to break and run, understanding Reginald's intent to imprison her, but the contest was laughable. She'd made it about 6 inches before her limbs froze in place. After that, he'd simply picked her up like a stiffened version of a rag doll and dropped her in this stark room. It had taken a while before she could move again. Time passed. Her terror ebbed and flowed in waves. She removed her backpack, got a drink from her water bottle, and dug her black wool watch cap out. Ashlyn had no idea how long she'd been in her cell. The light level never fluctuated. She tested all 5 of her magical skills: mage, seeker, seer, hunter, and healer. While she could maintain her warding, sending magic out was another story. No matter what she tried, her spells bounced back hard. It was as if the Lemurian magic holding her captive thrived on an infusion from her. After the last time, where she'd deploy hunter magic in a desperate effort to link with Rune, she gave up. The backwash had been so violent, she'd nearly passed out from the pain. Wonder if they'll just starve me, or let me die from dehydration. My water bottle's nearly empty. Maybe I'll sink into madness from their infernal chanting. Now that she'd had a chance to absorb the sound beating against her, that was exactly what it sounded like. The clicks and clacks of the Lemurian tongue loaded onto an endless tape loop. Something brushed against her mind. At first, she threw up wards, but there was something familiar about the feel of whoever wanted in. Ashlyn clamped her lower lip in her teeth. She chinked the tiniest space in her mental armor and readied herself to slam it shut immediately. Mistress. The mind voice was barely a whisper. Tears welled. One dripped down her cheek. She ignored it. Fear for her bond wolf dug deep. Don't try, Rune. They'll get you too. A muffled howl rose. She could picture the timber wolf, his muzzle thrown back. Is Finn with you? Aye. Finn's voice resonated in her head. Bottomless relief reverberated in that one word, and her heart took flight. No more talk, both of you. Even though he tried to sound stern, he couldn't mask his joy that she was alive.